The Nicaraguan band La Cuneta was nominated for a Grammy last year. And for the Central American country, with a population that's half the size of L.A. County, that was a big deal. That nomination and all the media attention reinforced the band's approach of digging into its country's roots and culture for its new album. The Frame contributor Beto Arcos spoke with the band and its Bay Area producer and has our story.
It's a warm Monday morning at La Adelita Bakery, a popular hangout in the heart of L.A.'s Central American community. Three band members from La Cuneta are having coffee the day after their L.A. performance at the Nicaraguan Festival in Huntington Park. The Nicaraguan musicians look right at home as they talk about the band's roots. Cuneta means sidewalk in Nicaraguan Spanish, and it was 8 years ago on the streets of Managua during the city's patron saint celebration when La Cuneta was born. These musicians knew each other, but they were part of other bands, so they decided to create a new group. Drummer Fabio Buitrago says the band started out playing traditional Nicaraguan music.
But then we decided to mix it up a little bit in the process to include other rhythms and more, let's say, contemporary tendencies on the music. So we included rock, funk, ska, and new sounds.
Buitrago says mixing traditional music with Nicaraguan sounds helps young Nicaraguans appreciate the richness of their own culture. And that's one of the band's goals, to keep Nicaraguan culture alive.
Young people do not know about the traditions. Young people are losing the knowledge of where the traditions come from. So what we want to do with this project is just to gather all the music, the tradition, the culture of Nicaragua, give it a fresh update, a fresh sound and a new rhythm, and then put it back into the people.
One example of La Cuneta's reinvention of popular music is one of Nicaragua's most famous cumbias. Singer Carlos Guillen says they transformed the song with some rock elements and a hip-hop flavor.
The song feels a little bit more modern, and the sound, of course, it has synthesizers and electric guitar and things like that. So it is like a new version of a very folk song called La Cumbia Chinandegane.
Greg Landau has been producing music for the past 30 years. He's produced albums by some of the top Latin acts, including Quetzal, Maldita Vecindad, Susana Vaca, and Jerry Gonzalez. Landau produced La Cuneta's new album and last year's Grammy-nominated Mondongo.
Mondongo, the first record, was more rock and had a lot of electronic elements, tropical rhythms. This was more to explore the Nicaraguan cumbia and to explore new ways to create Nicaraguan rock, celebrating the tradition of Carlos Mejia Godoy, who's also on the record.
Carlos Mejia Godoy is one of Nicaragua's most respected musical icons. He and his brother Luis Enrique Mejia Godoy provided the soundtrack during the Sandinista Revolution in the late 1970s and early 80s. Three of La Cuneta's band members are part of the Mejia Godoy musical clan. Marimba player Carlos Luis Mejia says his father Carlos and uncle Luis Enrique dedicated their entire lives working for Nicaragua, its music and culture.
Since we were little, they have always told us about doing this job and tell us the importance of working with dignity as brothers, with honesty of what we do.
Producer Greg Landau says La Cuneta's Grammy nomination acknowledged the Mejia Godoy family and La Cuneta's fresh approach compared to the other albums in the Latin rock, urban, and alternative category.
As they kind of pushed the boundaries of rock and español, including a lot of indigenous and Nicaraguan folk elements, something that had gotten a little bit lost in that category and was what made Latin rock something unique.
A Grammy nomination can also send a message to the naysayers. Nobody in Nicaragua or in Latin America, for that matter, thought it was possible for a little-known band from Managua to get that far. For The Frame, I'm Beto Arcos.